Good afternoon. We're back. This is the Captain's Log, and my guest today, as always on Tuesdays, Kelsey Kraft and Dr. Dollar in Fort Myers. And I love talking to him because he answers all our questions, and you guys keep asking, so we have to bring you all the information. This is the Captain's Log, guys. We're going to take a little ride, and welcome aboard.
And again, your podcast, I'm excited about that very, very much.
Yeah, the podcast is great. It's been, I think we have now 130 episodes. And
wow.
You start at 5:30 because the patients are, that's the time that they want to start, or that's because you have to have office meetings and everything else?
No, that's the time we start seeing patients. When I come to the office, there are already a bunch of patients waiting for us. At 5:30 in the morning.
It's Southwest Florida. They don't want to drive during
rush
traffic.
Is it just a bunch of horny patients that need more sexual health?
You know, it's a lot of sexual health, but a lot of people that, whether they are teachers or police officers,
your second. Our third date? It's our fourth date, I believe. In my mind, it's 400. Date 400. Oh. But if you want to actually count, maybe it's fourth. It's fine.
400? I haven't even got flowers yet.
Nothing. I'm a romantic kind of guy, you know? I like to wait. So basically, we've been asking people to comment and direct message us and ask us questions and some fun topics, interesting topics. Let's hear it.
I mean,
we talk about everything here on the Captain's Log. Today, herpes.
Yeah.
Let's get it out.
So we got a lot of messages about genital herpes and herpes simplex virus 1 and 2. And today we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll give you some information about the disease itself and some treatment option and how to prevent it if one can. So essentially there are two types of herpes. There's herpes simplex virus 1 and type 2. Herpes simplex virus type 1 is normally what we call the cold sore. It happens in your mouth majority of the time, but it can happen in your genital area. It's extraordinary. Brian, do you know how common is HSV-1, herpes simplex virus
1? No, how common?
2 out of 3 people have it. So in this room, I don't have it. You and Kelsey may have it. I know I don't have it.
We'll buck up. But here we go.
But that's how common it is. So 2 out of 3 people have HSV-1. Extraordinarily common. HSV-2 is less common, but it's still common. 1 out of 6 Americans have it. 1 out of 5 women have it. So it's extraordinarily common.
Is there a test?
Yes, there is. There's a blood test that we can run. It's an easy test, fairly non-expensive test, that will tell us whether you have HSV-1, HSV-2. We have also visual way, but the visual way is really deceiving. Many times patients, I mean, today we saw a few patients in our office, they came and they thought that they have HSV, but on exam it's really non-conclusive. So I did send them to the lab to get the blood test. So again, extraordinarily common. HSV-1, which we won't talk so much about that, extremely common, happens normally secondary to contact, whether it's kissing or hugging with a mouth, a mouth to face.
How likely are you to kiss somebody the first time that has that you're going to get it?
Very good. So the virus itself is very finicky. Finicky viruses. HIV is a finicky virus. It's not like it dies very quickly in the air. You can get it, but you need to have yourself some type of a cut, some type of an open sore as well to get it from somebody else that has HSV-1. But you can even get it, from sharing a fork. You don't need to, you don't need to get it from kissing. You can have transmission from mother to kids by a kiss. Also vaginal delivery, you can get that. So that's it about for HSV-1. The thing that induce HSV-1 that makes it worse, the recurrence, normally stress. Stress, too much sun, anything that increase your stress level will increase your episodes of HSV-1, herpes simplex virus 1, again, the cold sore. Genital herpes, which is normally HSV, majority of it, it's HSV-2, herpes simplex virus 2.
Okay.
It happens 1 in 6 Americans, extremely common.
Is it more common in the U.S.? You keep saying Americans.
It is.
Okay.
It is more common in the U.S. than in countries like Africa. In Africa, you know, you get more HIV, but less herpes simplex virus 2. So it is more common in the U.S. But some European countries are extremely common with that. Go ahead.
So interestingly enough, when we got the message about this, I started Googling online.
Of course.
I came across, because I need to know a little something. I mean, I'm not the doctor, but I got to ask you a couple good questions here and there, right?
Of course.
So here's what happened. So I'm Googling around. I see this ad and it says, get rid of herpes completely.
Right.
This guy did this beautiful infomercial. He was captivating.
Right.
He had me watch a 45-minute video on how to on how he was going to do it.
Right.
And it was basically based on his diet.
Right.
And his claim is that the diet of the people in Morocco basically have the least chance of catching the virus, mm-hmm. but also... this is from the military. He was a doctor in the military.
Right.
And he went overseas in the Moroccan military.
Yep.
Was at the same Air Force base as he was. And everybody that was having sex was getting herpes. But all the Moroccan people seemed to not have it. And so he thought, okay, what's the difference? Well, the Moroccan military were eating a different diet than the U.S. soldiers were. Right. Is there such a thing?
No.
So dude, your video is the bust. 45 minutes of my life I need back, bro.
Right, so there is no such a thing.
Son of a bitch.
So you know, I'm a physician, I'm a scientist, I believe in science. So you have to prove it to me with a study. You have to show me that it makes sense. The physiology has to make sense, the anatomy has to make sense. So people all the time ask me that question. Is there anything that I can avoid or I can take, ingest, and decrease my chances of developing?
He said turmeric.
Right.
Is that real?
I love turmeric. Turmeric is wonderful. Turmeric is a fantastic spice that they use a lot in the Middle East. It's in Indian food a lot. And it's fantastic for cancer and things like that. Again, the studies are not there yet. And I don't want people to start, you know, kissing people with HSV-1 or...
And testing it?
Well, and putting some turmeric.
Don't test the doctors.
And putting some turmeric on it and hoping for the best. That's not a smart move right now. Turmeric is wonderful, and we can have a whole segment, a whole podcast about turmeric. But right now, turmeric is not going to help you. If you get HSV-1 or HSV-2, turmeric is not going to help you. But again, genital herpes, extremely, extremely common. So what happens when you get, how do you get genital herpes?
Yeah.
It's normally, you know, contact. So you have to have some type of a contact skin to skin.
Okay.
Again, a lesion or a shedding of a lesion to another broken area of the skin. A lot of people think that condoms are going to, you know, if you wear condoms, it's going to be no problem. But still, with condoms, I want to make sure it's clear. With condoms, you can get herpes simplex virus 2 with condoms. So condoms are ideal for diseases that are...
Well, that's because the condom is only on a certain area, correct?
Of course, that's right. The condom is on a certain area, and you know, your pubic area is not covered. Correct. You're not covering yourself with a Ziploc bag. So it's covering only a certain area, and you can still get HSV-2 with a condom. Condoms are great for diseases that are covered with liquid. So it prevents liquid. So chlamydia, gonorrhea, it's very good to decrease the risk of those.
I didn't do my research on those two, so don't throw me for a loop.
I won't.
I don't know. Because now, geez, I got to know everything.
Yeah, so again, HSV-2. So when you get the disease, it goes to a certain area in your nerve. It's let's make it simple. I don't want to bore your audience, but it stays there. And essentially, it's really, currently, it's not curable. Last year, there were three investigative vaccines, but unfortunately, it's extremely expensive to run a vaccine testing. About each one of them costs about $150.
Yeah, but if you figure that one in six people have it,
I know.
I mean, listen, it might be a good investment.
I agree.
Why aren't these big manufacturers out there doing that?
So,
well, they're still struggling with HPV vaccines, and HPV is the most common.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like the conspiracy theorist, but I believe that a lot of the pharmaceutical companies don't like vaccine because vaccine means cure, and pharmaceutical company overall like when you have the disease and we treat
it. And
the
they treat it with a pill.
Right. So that's why we don't see too many vaccines. But again, that's my opinion and not the Brian Spina podcast opinion. I want to make sure it's out there.
It's not on the captain's log, right?
Right.
All right.
So we should talk about some other important things.
Okay.
Herpes.
Yeah.
About how you can, what are some things? People think that they can only spread the virus if they show lesions. That's false.
That's correct.
You can spread virus and give someone else herpes even if you don't show signs and symptoms of an active infection or
is there like a lotion or a cream you could put on so you can't spread it? Or how does that work?
So you would be taking an oral antiviral medication.
Okay.
And if someone was honest with you and said, hey, by the way, I have herpes and you knowingly sleep with them, you can within 72 hours take a prophylactic medicine, an antiviral, to prevent the virus harvesting in your body.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So there are ways.
What
to
does that do to you?
If there's a chance you've been exposed.
So, I mean, first of all, even if you are exposed, you can take the antiviral medication that are going to decrease the risk of recurrence, decrease your risk of being contagious, but you're still, you're still at risk. And it's still your responsibility to say that there is a problem. And I want your audience to understand there's no shame whatsoever by having HSV 1 or 2, herpes simplex virus 1 or 2, no shame whatsoever. Just look at the staggering statistics. It's a matter of time if you have sex.
People aren't out there telling like, yeah, we got it. I mean, it's not happening.
True. Right. And you know
we're,
what?
We're 150 years away from that.
I don't want to sound like against conspiracy theory, but you know, in the 70s, it wasn't a big issue as now. And I think the reason for that is now we have a few drugs that are designed to decrease your recurrence rate. And the pharmaceutical company made it, the commercial on TV made it as if it was, you have to be embarrassed by the fact that you have HSV.
Yeah, and everybody's seen that commercial.
I know a few people who got it the first time they had sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rolling the dice.
Yeah. Right.
So I also worked in an emergency department.
Okay.
In a college town.
Oh, I have a funny story.
Uh-oh.
And I was in college. Yeah.
Your herpes scare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So one thing that's really important to note is that people may not know they have herpes for a while.
Okay.
Okay. So obviously, if you have lesions and you go get tested, you say, this is abnormal. What's going on? Doc, take a look. You can get diagnosed, with blood test if you think you've been exposed or show signs and symptoms. But most commonly, people will manifest illness, like flu-like symptoms, and they'll feel really sick and worn down, and they don't know why they feel like crap, well before they feel the lesions are noticed.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Burning with urination or something abnormal on the genitals.
So when I was in college...
college story now.
This is a good college. Speaking of college... I was, doing the BIC and cleaning it up, and I played baseball in college, and I had, you wear a cup because you play baseball, right? So this is the reason why I don't go with the full shave anymore. So I did the full shave, had the cup on, instantly got ingrown hairs, right?
Right.
So in the middle of the night, it was like after a couple of days of shaving, I start looking, I go, it's itchy. I'm panicking. I panic. I go right to the emergency room at like 1 a.m. and I sat there and the doctor says, well, what's the emergency? I don't know. I got a problem.
I don't want it to fall off.
What do I have? What's going on? He goes, son, this is an emergency room. What you have is not an emergency. Now we're in Boston, right? Obviously like the emergency room is probably like a little busier than it is in Naples, right. Florida, right?
Gunshot, yeah, stab wounds.
Exactly.
And, right.
Guys are like missing limbs. So I walk in and I'm worried about my pubes being an issue, right? He basically yells at me the whole time. He says, son, this is not an emergency. You're taking up my time in my emergency room. I need you to get out of here. Like, next time you have something like this, you need to go see your doctor. My emergencies are very serious. Like, he just literally went off on me for an hour. And I was like, can I leave now, please? Oh, my God. He's like, you have ingrown hairs. Get out of my office. I was like, Jesus. I was so happy to get yelled at. I was so happy to get yelled at.
So speaking of college, were you a wrestler in college or not?
No, I played baseball.
So people on the wrestling team, because of a lot of rubbing one on top of the other, yeah, and a lot of the area is wet, and they do get more herpes from
everything. Wrestlers get everything. Yeah. Those poor guys, they get the cauliflower, they get herpes, yeah, they get everything. Yeah. I don't think wrestling is going to be something that's in my future.
I think it's over for you.
Yeah, it's.
I think it's over for you, buddy.
I passed my prime already. It's just me and Kelsey, the only wrestling. That's the only wrestling
that's the type of
that's going to happen.
Right. I want to see a singlet next episode.
So thank you, because that was a great question, guys. We appreciate that. And look, if you don't want to ask us questions in our comments, we understand. And that was something that what came in privately on your DMs, which is not a problem at all. We're happy to talk about it. I appreciate you guys following the Captain's Log. This is what we're here for on Tuesdays. When you ask Dr. Dollar and Kelsey anything, we're here to answer it. So the second question that came in, you and I already talked about it, where we had the message for the person wanted to know why in the world are they so sleepy,
right,
and what can they do to turn this around?
Right.
And I just basically probably didn't give them the best answer.
Sure.
And I said that, I tend not to sleep very much. I stay active. And she was hot, so I asked her if she wanted to take a nap. Did that work?
No.
Oh, okay.
So as a matter of fact, naps, and we'll talk about it for a second. So a lot of people ask us about being fatigued and tired and sleepy, and what's the culprit. So number one, Brian, number one cause of being tired is not getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't get enough sleep. I'm supposed to get
7 hours. How many hours do you get?
I get 5 hours.
I got 5 last night.
Yeah.
I feel okay.
Yeah, I feel okay, but I'm still, because I'm excited. I'm here with you and Kelsey, and it's fun what you're doing, and it's exciting, and we love what we do, and in the office, it's still, I wake up
Kelsey
in the morning.
Kelsey didn't let
smart.
Me sleep at all last night.
Last
That's
night,
why I got
all
five
night,
hours.
All night.
Thank you, Kelsey.
You were
so excited to see me.
No, all night she kept me up. 5 hours, that's all I could get. I was in bed 10 hours, but I only got 5 hours of sleep.
So lack of sleep. And
just
we are
kidding,
supposed
Kelsey.
To, we are supposed to sleep about 7 hours, and most of us don't get 7 hours.
Yeah.
So what people ask me, what can I do? I go to bed, I can't fall asleep very well. What should I do? So number one, it's called sleep hygiene. Brian, your bed is designed for two things. One to sleep, the other one is for sex. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't eat in your bed, you don't watch TV, you don't watch anything. You just sleep and go to bed. Your bed sheets have to be clean, and they have to smell good, and you have to have a comfortable pillow and a comfortable mattress. The room temperature has to be just right. It cannot be too hot, you cannot be too sweaty. Cold temperature is better for you to
sleep.
What
about those gel beds? My son is addicted to the purple bed. That's the gel cell beds that's supposed to keep you like up. He watches the YouTube videos. They advertise to kids all day and all night on YouTube, and they follow all the gamers. So my son, he's got to have a purple mattress. I bought him a purple mattress, and he thinks it's the best thing in the world.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
No?
I have a memory foam mattress, but whatever works for you. I mean, some people in Japan sleep on the floor. And I tried that. I woke up like a pretzel.
When I went to China, I was in a 5-star hotel. The bed was literally like a square plywood with 2x4s with like an inch of foam on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is luxury? This is disgusting.
Yeah, but that's what they're used to. But so again, whatever you're comfortable with, you're comfortable with a memory foam, fine. You're comfortable with regular mattress. Whatever makes your bed comfortable that you can sleep. But remember, the bedroom, the bed itself is designed for sleep or sex. That's about it.
And I keep telling Kelsey that.
Don't bring TV. Take the TV out of the bedroom.
You really?
Out of the bedroom. There's
I've
no
never
reason.
Had a TV
I have a TV in my living room and one in my bedroom. I've never watched TV in the living room.
Really?
That's it. I just turn it on. I don't even watch TV in the bedroom. I'm on the phone all night.
Get rid of that TV. You don't
get
need
it?
Get rid of that TV in the bedroom. You really don't
What
need
about
that.
The phone next to my face at night? Is that not good?
That's not good. So also speaking of that, you really want to sleep in a dark room. You want to shut the curtains. If you have an alarm clock, put it on the dim side, that it's not going to shine light, because even small amount of light will disturb your sleep.
Is it keep me from my REM?
It will. So, I mean, you really want to have several, and we talked about that before.
Because I don't dream either.
The only time that the... Hey. That,
so you're going to take a right on Daniel's.
That was a close one, guys. That was a close one.
That was so we are here in Brian's car.
Yeah, this is a loner because my car's in the shop, and this one does not have auto drive. Apparently, that's why I had to give it a little breakage, a little extra.
You're gonna get over and take a ride at the intersection.
All right.
Plus, I want me off.
Okay. Plus, I wanted Kelsey to slide up front to the front.
Get closer
to me. Yeah.
Of course.
I'm gonna do that again to turn right around. She's gonna have to kiss me.
And then you won't be facing the.
So what's nice about the REM sleep and everything else that. This is the time that you get 5 or 6 to 7 time erection at night. Erections are very important. Nighttime erections are very important. It's the only time you get oxygenated blood to your penis.
In the middle of the night. Why does that happen?
It happens
in the middle
of
the night.
Yeah, because that's the only time that you get, you are in that cycle in your sleep that brings that all these hormones together and you get the erection. But again, that's a different podcast that we're going to do about
the erection podcast.
The erection podcast.
Yes, that's a hard one to talk about. Hey, just kidding. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kurt. What's happening? Cheryl, everybody's watching today, guys. What's going on? We're on the Captain's Log. Dr. Dollar and Kelsey. Dr. Dollar's making sense out of all your questions right here. And I love that little tagline. You made that up, though. I can't take credit for that.
No, I
got it. Dr. Dollar makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, that's cute.
Thank you.
It is cute.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
So, again, sleep, extremely important, sleep hygiene. Number two cause of being fatigued is not eating right. You eat crap, you feel like crap.
Yeah.
You know that. I mean, you own a restaurant, and
right.
I've been in your restaurant. The food is delicious. The food is healthy. It's good for you. I mean, it's the only comedy club in the country that has healthy food. And I've been in a few, and it was awful. And your food is delicious and healthy. And I felt great that night. I slept like a baby. You go to, you know, one of the fast food chains, and you're not going to sleep well. You eat junk and eat vegetable, eat fruit, eat healthy food, eat organic food, drink plenty of water, water. Now, what about coffee? I love coffee. I drink coffee in the morning, but try not to drink coffee at night. Coffee at night will keep you up. So you really want to make sure that you drink healthy stuff. And again, we talked about intermittent fasting. I do intermittent fasting. I don't eat after 8 o'clock, and I don't snack at nighttime. Sugar is a problem. So sugar gives you the high, and again, you take sugar at nighttime, you're not going to sleep well. So try to avoid that. So healthy eating. Number three, the third cause. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask. Go ahead. I want to hear the third cause. I'm
the
very
third
into,
cause of fatigue. Is lack of exercise. Lack of exercise. Now you're saying, what are you talking about? You go to the gym, you're going to be exhausted, you're going to be more tired. The opposite. It's counterintuitive. But when you exercise, you feel energized. When you go to the gym, you feel alive. When you increase your blood flow throughout your body, you're going to feel better, you're going to sleep better, you're going to have more energy. Absolutely worth going to the gym to get your energy. So energy, go to the gym, exercise. Do cardio exercise. Do high intensity cardio exercises. Extremely, extremely important.
Should I be nervous that I don't dream at night?
Good questions.
Yeah,
you know,
I dream, but you don't remember it.
Correct.
I dream about you. Those ones I remember.
Now all the times you said, "Oh,
see?
I had a dream about you last night." I know you're lying.
Whatever. Don't be trying to debunk all my stories over here, Kelsey. It's the Captain's Log. It's not the Kelsey Log.
It's date 400.
Jeez.
So when I sleep very, very well, I do remember my dreams. But sometimes when I have only four or five hours of sleep, I don't remember my dreams. But we are going to do a whole podcast about dreams and the importance of dreams and what do they mean. You know, we're going to talk about that. So again, we talked about sleep, we talked about food, and we talked about exercise, right? So the fourth one is...
Wait, you told me three. Now there's a fourth one.
Now there's a fourth
one. You got to tune in, guys. Medical, see, that's why you got to watch the captain's log the whole time.
There are certain medical conditions, and that's where I come into the picture, where Kelsey is coming to the picture. There are certain medical conditions that are associated with fatigue. For example, we talked here about a little bit low testosterone. Certain hormones, testosterone, thyroid hormone, if they are not in the right balance, you're going to be tired. If your estrogen level is too high, your testosterone level is too low, you're going to be tired and fatigued. Anemia, lack of red blood cells.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be tired and fatigued. Certain infections, you have an infection in the body, UTI, inflammation in your body, you're going to have problem with fatigue. So again, fatigue is something that if it's none of those and you go to sleep and you sleep well and you say, Dr. Dalla, I do all of those and I'm still tired, we need to do some blood work. We need to check your testosterone. We need to check other things that may be the culprit, medical conditions that are going to be the culprit of your... Right,
it's a very sad time on the captain's log right now.
Kelsey's leaving
us. Kelsey, I can't let you out. I have to unlock the door and my mind won't let me do it. It's mind over matter. Bye, Kelsey.
Brian, any other questions for me about fatigue, about tiredness? And now, what can we do? So sometimes, if you have anemia, we can give you B12. If it's a B12, if it's certain type of anemia, B12 may help you. If it's testosterone, we can adjust your testosterone and give you some testosterone. And you know, you're going to, it's going to change. Testosterone will change your life. You're going to feel great, your wellness, energy. It's going to be amazing. If it's your level of estrogen is too high, we can lower that for men. You know, it depends on what, if it's thyroid, we can adjust your thyroid. And what
are the downsides? Like, for example, my mother, I feel like she needs to have some of these tests, but she hates going to the doctor and she is paranoid of any kind of medical treatment.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's hurting her by not going to get the treatment rather than getting the treatment, but she won't listen.
Yeah, so again, some women, but a lot of men majority of men don't like to go to the doctor. I don't like to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
I really don't. I mean, I don't like to wait in the lobby. I don't like to be poked. I don't like to have all these questions answered, but sometimes you have to. The most important thing is you taking care of yourself. You are going to make sure you eat healthy, make sure you exercise, make sure you sleep well, make sure you meditate. Again, another cause of fatigue is stress. When you are under a lot of stress, you're going to be exhausted. When cortisol level goes up, you're going to be stressed. How do you avoid stress? It's very easier said than done. You know, how do you avoid the stress? But again, sometimes in life, cut off people that are negative in your life.
Absolutely.
If people are bringing you down and just are negative people, stay away from them. You know, when I was young, I had no choice. I had to be around some negative people. But now at my stage, Brian, heck with this.
Exactly.
Stay around positive people, people that appreciate what you're doing for them, that don't suck all the energy out of you. Try to not listen to the news all the time. I mean,
that's your big thing. You love to tell everyone, don't listen to the news. Right. Don't let it get you down.
No, because it does. Because they put everything, they blow up everything. Everything is a major thing. You know, then you go on an airplane. You know, the airplane crashed in Malaysia 5 years ago. They're still talking about it.
Right.
I was in New York.
They're out there advertising. They want listeners and followers.
All the time, over and over.
Yeah.
You know, when we grew up, there was a news segment for an hour, you know, every night, you know, between 6 and 7. You know, it was Dan Rather or Peter Jennings. And that was it. After that, there was no more news. Now it's 24/7. You watch the news and it's over. And they bring, quote unquote, experts to talk about something that nobody needs an expert. I didn't know there are experts about stuff like that. I mean, enough. I mean, it's very stressful. So I was in New York. I was flying back to Fort Myers. And I was on the plane, and you know, you still think about, you know, the Malaysian airplane crashing, because they put stress in you. Chances that an airplane is going to crash is unlikely. As my pilot's patients are saying, the most dangerous part of flying is driving to the airport.
Right. That's true. That's what they say.
Yeah. So, again, stay away from TV. Stay away from the news. Don't buy the newspaper at all. I mean, again, I don't know.
That's a thing of the past.
Of course,
I think that,
of course,
you know, people aren't, but they're on their phones just as much looking at, you know, stories that pop up or, you know, things like that. So you're still getting the news, but you know.
But it's selective news. Correct. At least, and you can say, okay, I'm going to stop reading that right now, or this is not interesting, or this is interesting. So I do like the internet for that matter much, much better.
So what else happened this week? Tell me anything good. I know you took a trip. Tell me about the trip.
Yeah, so I took a trip for 48 hours. I went to Tel Aviv. My buddy turned 50. It's a friend of mine that I've known him since I was 12. We were 12. Wow. And so he's a very, very dear friend of mine.
That's a long flight to get there.
It is a long flight. And as a matter of fact, I was in a plane more than I was on land. And but you know, seeing all my friends that I haven't seen for a while, and being together, you know, again, it made me happy. It decreased my stress level. I had a smile on my face the whole time. It was fantastic. Tel Aviv is a very cosmopolitan place. I highly recommend, Brian, for you to visit.
Great restaurants,
great people, extraordinarily safe, safer than anywhere else in the world, probably, because there's you see police everywhere, one, and two, the military is everywhere, meaning everybody has to go to the military. Both men and women have to go to the military. It's mandatory. So you see girls, they're 18, they wear a white t-shirt with shorts, and they have an M16 in the back. Do you think anybody will mess with them?
No, are they hot?
They're hot. They are extremely good looking, and they have a machine gun. And that makes them even hotter. Absolutely. Very, very attractive. But there's no crime because of that. Because, again, who is going to mess with a girl with an M16 on her shoulder?
Talk about mace. She's got a freaking machine
right,
gun.
There's no mace. Nobody
Holy
buys mace.
Cow.
Right. Nobody buys mace.
Anna. How are you? Anna's watching. She's always on. Hey, Anna.
So again, restaurants are amazing. Great food. Organic food. Cosmopolitan city. It's right on the beach. You have the Dead Sea, or the Red Sea, or the Mediterranean Sea, or the Galilee Sea. It's, you know,
iced tea, vitamin C,
all the seas. Amazing. And again, it's a country that had been around, Israel itself as we know it, for 70 years, but the places there had been around for 4,000 years, biblical time. You walk where Jesus walked, and you see biblical sites, which are very hard feelings.
Now, you're not from there.
So I was born in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Okay.
I served in the Air Force, and I came to the U.S. when I was 21. I went to an undergrad and medical school in Boston, your city.
Right.
And I did my residency in Boston, a six-year residency. Worked under a guy named Erwin Goldstein in Boston. He's the guy that did a lot of the research for Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis. I have a special interest in sexual health, well-being. I do still do a lot of cancer work still. Came to town about 15 years ago. Got married in Boston. I have two kids, two boys, 15 years old, Julian, and 11-year-old Brendan. Two good boys.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's one. I'm happy you had that trip. You told me that you were looking forward to that trip last week, and I couldn't believe that it was like happening so fast. Like, he's going to Tel Aviv, and then he's coming back. So that was good. Then you know, it was a quick trip, but you got to see everybody you saw and the family members, and then you grew up with him.
Yeah, I grew up with my buddy, and he is a CEO of a big company now. All my friends, I mean, had done extraordinarily well, and I think the secret of doing well, and we should do a podcast about what's the secret of doing well, in my opinion, is hard work.
Nobody gets anywhere without it.
Yeah, it's the desire to continue and to be persistent and persevere and show up every morning. Rule number one in hiring somebody, show up to work. And they had done that, and that's their secret. After that, obviously, you have to have talent, you have to have, a certain character, but hard work is key. And again, you are a testament for that. Hard work, Brian. I know you work very, very hard, day and night.
Yeah, you gotta keep up with the Joneses, you know? I feel like if I'm not working hard, then someone's gonna get ahead of me. That's the way I always think. And so I gotta go.
Sure.
You know, and everyone should feel like that. But how many times I interview people and they come for an interview and then they say, oh, can we reschedule? I can't make it today. Are you kidding? No, I can't. If you can't make it day one,
that's it. Day over.
Have a good day. Right. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Maybe come back and laugh at the show, but I can't have you here.
Right.
We take it serious. It's funny business, but we take it serious.
No, for sure. For sure. I mean, I know that. I mean, you are... You know, you're dealing with comedians and everything else, and you put I've been in your place. I mean, it's amazing. It's clean. It's fantastic. The food is good. I mean, I went there, and there were five comedians, and each one of them was funnier than the other, which is remarkable.
Yeah, that was good.
Remarkable. I mean, the whole everything was just perfect. So again, and it comes from the top. When I see a place that is clean, when I see a servers that delivers and the food is amazing and the comedians are funny, I know somebody is running the show. And the same with my office. When you come to my office, absolutely. The office is pristine.
100%. And it's always like that every time I go in.
Yeah.
And all the women are good looking.
Yeah.
All right, Doc. Well, we'll wrap it up. Wait, did we get all the questions out?
I get like 100 messages every day with different questions that people want to do.
All right, then I have to have you back then. Obviously, next Tuesday, we'll have to catch up on more.
Absolutely.
And we're looking forward to it again. And Dr. Dollar is back every Tuesday, don't forget. We do it about 2:30 on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But you could see me tomorrow morning at 9:30 because I know I'm going to have some fun with Carl Remy. And then I have Bob Zadie coming in on Thursday. So, guys... This is the Captain's Log, and we got another episode in the can. Don't forget, you can always find us now as the podcast. So if you have an Android, you can go on the Android platform. If you have an iPhone, you can go on iTunes. And otherwise, just go to thecaptainslog.com and check us out. But thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you tomorrow morning. Love you.